2011. Another is a recommendation to set housing fees for the students. I would make sure everyone understands that the board is required that these fees be reviewed by the students at each of the campuses before we take action on those recommendations. And we've been informed that the students on the campuses have reviewed them and support the fees that are being recommended. You will also note that some of these fees are refundable upon request. There's also a recommendation for a transition audit, which seems prudent given that most of us on the board are new. There are also several recommendations for capital projects at the campuses. Many of these are for repair and remodeling projects that are clearly necessary. Also, there's a recommendation to change the thresholds for contracts and purchases requiring board approval. Vice President Knorr will also comment on that. There are four reports to the board today. First, I'd like to invite Dr. Craig Bazzani, who is a former comptroller for the board and university vice president, who is also now a senior advisor for the University Foundation Advancement, and also vice president of Egypt Ghosh. The two will report on a review that they've been carrying out at the request of President Eikenberry to consider administrative reduction and restructuring to aid for the cost savings that we're trying to achieve. Secondly, a request that Vice President Knorr discuss university's financial performance with a focus on the state appropriations and the ramification of the state budget crisis, which we're all aware of, as well as the pending impacts upon the university's credit rating. Thirdly,